Welcome to the Weekly Dose podcast from Patient Care Online, your quick, evidence-based roundup of the week's top clinical news for primary care physicians and other health professionals. This episode brings new insights across endocrinology, cardiovascular medicine, women's health, and preventive care. The episode begins with global findings on diabetes care that reveal both progress and persistent challenges. A sweeping analysis of data from more than 200 countries found that just over half of adults living with diabetes have received a diagnosis. And among those diagnosed, more than 90% are treated with medication. Yet only about 4 in 10 treated patients achieve optimal glycemic control. Taken together, that means just 1 in 5 people with diabetes worldwide have their blood glucose levels in target range. High-income regions showed the best outcomes, while low-income regions, particularly in sub-Saharan Africa, lagged far behind. The findings highlight the urgent need for stronger systems to detect, treat, and manage diabetes globally. Next, attention turns to dietary prevention. Despite growing evidence that salt substitutes can reduce hypertension and cardiovascular risk, long-term data from U.S. adults show minimal uptake. Fewer than 6% reported using salt substitutes over nearly 2 decades. And use has declined in recent years. Even among adults with treated hypertension, those most likely to benefit, usage rarely exceeded 10%. The results point to an underused but potentially valuable strategy for improving blood pressure control at the population level. In vaccine research, results from a large randomized analysis comparing high-dose and standard-dose influenza vaccines in older adults offered reassuring safety data. Among more than 330,000 participants, those who received the high-dose vaccine had lower rates of hospitalization for myocarditis or pericarditis than those who received the standard-dose formulation. Adverse events were rare and similar between groups, suggesting no evidence of increased cardiac risk with the higher-dose option. Shifting to women's health, two studies provided valuable new perspectives. In the first, a population-based analysis found that vaginal estradiol tablets were not associated with an increased risk of recurrent ischemic stroke in women with a prior stroke. The findings suggest that local estrogen therapy for menopausal symptoms may be safe for this population, regardless of dose or duration. A second study examined the reproductive risks of preconception exposure to computed tomography. Among more than 5 million pregnancies, women who had undergone one or more CT scans before conceiving had slightly higher risks of spontaneous pregnancy loss and congenital anomalies, with risk increasing with the number of scans. While causality remains uncertain, the authors recommend considering alternative imaging methods in women planning pregnancy when appropriate. Together, these studies underscore the interconnected nature of prevention, detection, and safe management across all areas of patient care, from global diabetes control to women's health and cardiovascular safety. That's it for this week's Weekly Dose podcast. For full stories, in-depth coverage, and more primary care-focused updates, visit patientcareonline.com. Thanks for tuning in. See you next week for another clinical roundup.